The fact that you have in the Hebrew calendar grace, perfection, new beginning, and double grace, you need to apply that double grace principle on you to be the king and priest, which means that you have kingly authority, but then you have the spiritual understanding of how to move, let's say, in the natural as a king and in the spiritual as a priest.
All right, so let's jump straight into this episode. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening. Rabbi, let's talk really about the fall feast, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. It's the first two of the fall feast, and it being 5785. How are you feeling leading into the season?
Well, hey, Daryl, thanks for asking. But listen, we've got an election in November. And the fact that these fall feasts are right before the election, I think is, wow. I think in the spirit, it's going to stir up a lot of trouble. But trouble and problems are the way you find opportunities into your future. So what happens? Problems create a pathway for change. Because you have a problem, then what happens is you have to come up with a new solution, which means you have to do things differently. So I think it's interesting that, you know, the word the Lord's given me is that it's the 5784, 5 grace, 7 perfection, 8 new beginning, and 5 again is grace. So there's double grace for perfection and new beginnings. And the word the Lord has given me is it's time to anoint the king priest anointing. Okay. So if you look at King David's life, he was anointed by Samuel to be a king and a priest when he was 13 years old, but he didn't actually activate it until years later when Saul died, then he actually became the king priest. So I really feel like 5784 that's coming up this fall, and then you have an election in the United States. I really sense that, I'll just speak about the United States and Israel. You're going to see a fresh new beginning in the fall feast in Israel. And I can go back into that later. I'm just going to tell you prophetically, you're going to see an acceleration and a spiritual and an economic recovery and a land recovery in Israel in the fall. And the United States is going to go through, this election is going to be very, very contested and very close and very difficult. But the fact that you have in the Hebrew calendar grace, perfection, new beginning, and double grace, you need to apply that double grace principle on you to be the king and priest, which means that you have kingly authority, but then you have the spiritual understanding of how to move, let's say, in the natural as a king and in the spiritual as a priest. So this is a year, Daryl, that I know for me, I'm, a lot of the staff I'm talking to and the prophets I'm speaking at, I'm speaking in actually this year, I'm speaking in the head of the year, it's Gloria Zion with Chuck Pierce. I'm speaking also at the head of the year meeting with HAPN with John Benefil. So I think one of the reasons that they're feeling led of the Lord to ask me to come is they want to find out about like the fourth dimension stuff I'm teaching, because this is kind of the spiritual year, 5785. This is the spiritual year where you actually start operating more in a fourth dimensional spiritual way with spiritual insight, spiritual strategies. This is a year where the spiritual architects, so to say, and then the builders and then those who have the provision come together and actually get stuff done. So I think I think this fall feast, you know, Rosh Hashanah, it's the Feast of Trumpet, or the Yom Terah, it's the awakening blast, it's the big trump. So I think it's a time that you need, I think it's good news, but it's going to be kind of good news in the midst of trouble.
I guess one thought that I have, or one question, is it somewhat of kind of like a prophetic timing that we, in this country, at least in the United States, have such an election with things that's happened the past 4 years, really seven, eight, that you have 5785 and what that actually means from a Hebrew calendar perspective, right? And you just broke that down. I guess I kind of answered my own question. It is somewhat prophetic, right?
Well, it's very prophetic. I mean, first of all, 5784 is eight, is new beginnings, four is a door. So this last year and this year we're in is the year of the double doors. And so these are years that doors have opened. And let's face it, look at all the doors, good and bad, that have opened in the world, and doors of opportunity. Just like we had a conversation before we went onto the broadcast about how much growth we've had at Kurt Landry Ministries. That's because we were in the year of the double doors. And all of us, I mean, we're all overworked, and we need more staff and more help because the opportunities, because of you, thank you so much for the opportunities, but the double doors are opening. But I really think this is what I think. Listen, my ministry is to basically, I don't want to use the word coach, but it's to mentor you that when the trouble comes, is to have a mindset that, wow, where's my opportunity in the trouble? You know, I'm a businessman, as you know, obviously I'm a rabbi, but I'm also a businessman. And what happens is problems and trouble are opportunities for us to bring solutions. So to answer your question, the double doors was in 5784, and now we're going into 85, and we're going into grace. You know, biblical numbers are kind of important. Let's look at, I'm not saying thus saith the Lord, but let's look at some numbers. Okay, so when Trump first got elected, it's interesting that he's going to be, the election's going to happen after the Feast of Trumpets, you know, and his name's Trump. So you got Trump and the trumpet, but this isn't about Donald Trump. But let me just say this. If you look at biblical numbers, when he was elected the first time, which everyone said, no way he's going to get elected. Everyone was shocked.
2016.
Yeah, yeah. But what number was he? What president? 45.
Okay. I felt confident to say that, but didn't want to mess up.
Okay.
So 45th.
Okay. Okay. So let's just kind of talk about biblical numbers. So he was the 45th president, which means he was a door, a five, grace. And whether you like him or not, if you look at the economy and you look at the wars around that he didn't start, and the economy and gas prices and groceries and the border, then there was definitely a door of grace. We had the Abraham Accords in Israel. He moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. I mean, so for us, this was a door of grace. Now, he did not get reelected for 46, but what's 4-6 mean? Now, I'm not putting this on the Biden administration, but 4 means door, 6 means man. So 46 is judgment. I mean, that's it. I mean, it's like a door of man.
This is almost making too much sense.
Yeah.
You need to slow down.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, well, I'm just throwing it out there. So now we have an opportunity for Donald Trump to be reelected. And what is that? 4 and 7, a door of perfection. 7's perfection, completeness. So, you know, a lot of us prophesied that he was going to have 2 terms. And then when he didn't get in, everyone stoned the ones that said it. But nobody was saying he was going to get 2 terms back to back. But wouldn't it be interesting if he's 45 and 47, now he's grace and now he's perfection. Listen, it's not perfection. I understand who he is. I mean, you've heard my interview when I talked about him. He's just a man, and he's a mess like the rest of us. But the thing is, if God has called him, if he's in that season, isn't it interesting? Let's just look at biblical numbers. He's going to be the 47th president if he's elected in the biblical year 5785. So on the year of double grace for perfection and new beginnings, we have the 47th president coming in as the trumpet.
Oh, Rabbi, I bet people listening and watching are thinking the same thing that I'm thinking.
So did that just blow your head off? Or I mean,
I think it did.
Prophesying to you. I'm just saying, let's look at the numbers.
Yeah, no, I think the 45th, and then you look at the years, especially last year, or the one that we're currently in, then we're about to transition in, and then you look at 57, you know, I don't think I've heard anyone like make that biblical comparison in terms of numbers. Why do you think people, I mean, it's either they don't know or they do know, but the people that do know, why do you think that they haven't taught on it? Because, I mean, it's not news, but it's news to me. I've been learning about the biblical numbers for the past couple years, but drawing the comparison is what's being kind of mind-blown to me right now.
Yeah. Okay. So first of all, I want clarity here. I am not prophesying. I'm not this. If I was prophesying, look right at the camera and say, thus saith the Lord. I have no trouble with that. But you have to understand that the business side of me looks at numbers big time to how I make decisions on what to buy, what to sell, and all these things. It's not. Listen, I've lived in the biblical numbers for my life, and my family has followed the biblical calendar, the feast, and kept Shabbat for now 35 years. Okay, and so. And we do it is, you know, like one of my, I was speaking to one of my Orthodox rabbi friends in Israel one time, and he was questioning me about how I live. And I said, and I didn't directly put the Yeshua and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach and stuff into it. He and I are, you know, this is a high level rabbi. I mean, this is one of the chief rabbis of Israel. Okay. So you have to be very respectful. The fact that I even have audience with them is pretty incredible. And this is one of the first times I spoke to him, and we're friends now. Now I could probably be a little bit more open with him. But, and you got to realize these guys really know the Word of God. I mean, this is not, I think a lot of times Christians, you don't understand like how biblically Torah savvy these guys are. I mean, you know, I mean, they're geniuses, some of them. And so anyway, and this is one of those geniuses, but he said to me, he said, so Kurt, he was talking to Christy and I, he said, you have something, what is, I mean, you're carrying something. And so I told him, I said, you know, we're saved and you know, this is that. And he said, no, he says something different. And I said, he says, how do you live? And he asked a question. And I said, listen, I believe that if, and this blew him away. I said, I believe that we keep Shabbat, you do, we keep the feast. We actually financially sow seed according to the biblical calendar. You do. And he know. Listen, he knows the ministry brings in millions of dollars of aid in the country. He gets that. But he's like, well, where does that come from? But anyway, I was just sharing that. And so he said, he asked me, he said, so what difference does that make to you in your life? And I said, when I follow the calendar and then my strategy is to keep the feast. And I told him, so I'm not legalistic about it, is what it does is it creates a new identity in me so that when it's the reason like this, the reason we wrote books like this, Fall Feast. This is real basic stuff. I mean, you can order this at Kurt Landry Ministries. But the key is like, why do you need to understand the Fall Feast? Because I can take you back. I can take you back into this last year in 5783 and show you world events that happened according to God's calendar. So if you're like alert to it, anything you do or practice and you do intentionally is much more powerful than doing it on accident. So one of the ways I was raised and one of the ways I raised, you know, Megan and we've raised our grandkids is you need to know like what's broken in order to fix it. If you don't know what's broken, then you can't fix it. So you have to get to the root of the problem. And one of the things that the feasts do is the feasts are kind of a way to sift you to find out what needs to be fixed and where's the solution. So it's a time of transformation. And if you want transformation in your life, the feast and Shabbat is a great way to do it.
So let's flip the coin a little bit. What if Trump doesn't get in, right? And you're going to have some Christians, you're going to have some people, I'm just going to call the commenters, right? I mean, people that jump on a video or a short or whatever, right? I mean, like whatever we actually produce and put out there. And they're going to be the negative Nancys that kind of dive in, right? Because when you're speaking truth, and let's just clarify again, you didn't prophesy that. We're talking about comparison and numbers and how mind-blown at least I am, and I know a lot of people watching.
Yeah, well, I'm just like basically talking to you about, yeah. Like, you know, I mean, you're a part of us, and we look at everybody that works at us as part of us as family, and I can tell you, I can attribute a lot of the health and the success that we've had is because of understanding what we're talking about right now. I mean, I clearly, my mind, and it's interesting that, and you know, you work for Megan, her mind, she's just exactly like what I'm thinking, and she's your age, around your age. So what I'm saying is that there is wisdom in understanding, like doing things intentionally. You know, Pastor Tim, look at Pastor Tim lives by it, but he's a farmer, but he's not going to go out and plant a field in December. You know, it's just wasting seed. So this is kind of like, why don't you get your mindset, your habits and patterns? And the way I look at it, if you're going to have good stewardship of your life, then you need to understand God's calendar.
So regardless of who wins, and, you know, I know we're talking about the election and politics again as we're bringing people into the fall feast. And I mean, something that I definitely want you to dive into is how all this really heads into Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And then we're going to do another episode of Yom Kippur and Sukkot to pretty much kind of wrap up the fall feast. But, you know, we talk a lot about habits and patterns. I mean, it's something that you've taught and preached for long ago before I got here. And it's something that on this podcast that we've started this year, have done a couple episodes on it too. And so I think what I'm hearing, and you tell me if I'm wrong, is that regardless of election results and whatever comes from it, right, from 24 to 2025, is that if you're the individual person that's listening that will adapt and, you know, it's kind of like another episode that we did. You go to the gym, but you also need to eat healthy too, mm-hmm. right? That if you change some of those habits and patterns and you do it with intentionality, which is another subject that we've done an episode on, I don't think we really intended to do so many on habits and patterns and like intentionality, but like it's so important for people just not to, I guess how I would say it, read the word, but actually live the word and like relationship with Christ and like a relationship with the calendar, a relationship with the feast, God's timing that relates to his perfect timing and perfect plan for your life and for everyone else is that you actually have to get kind of dirty and get in it. And like you have to actually start doing things daily. At least for me, it's a mentality thing. Like I wake up around 3:34. I got two kids under two. If I'm going to hit the gym, it's going to be while no one's there and it's pitch dark. But I found that if I skip the gym to get maybe 2 hours more sleep, I'm way more exhausted throughout the day because I didn't have the time to slowly wake up, but almost constantly be in prayer in my mind and to use that time to almost kind of creatively imagine what I want that day to look like and how that relates to what I'm asking of God, but how I'm praising God.
Yeah. Well, so what you're doing, what that pattern is, you're using spiritual and physical creative visualization to be able to see your day before you walk in it. And if you'll do that, that's a pattern, what Daryl's talking about, and he and I haven't talked about this, but real successful people have that pattern. So like what I do is I get up in the morning, not that early, but when I get up, the first thing I do is I go into the courts of heaven and I ask the Lord, what's the priority for today? So like today, we had to reschedule because we have a member in our congregation that is, you know, critically ill and has been for about a week and a half. And I could have gone tomorrow, or I could have next week, or I could have gone earlier. But the Lord told Christy and I, you go today. Now, so we woke up and today's the priority. And to be honest with you, we got some contractors on another project we're working on and this and that. And I had to shift, and then I had to call you, and all this shifting that had to take place because the Lord said go. So why'd the Lord say that? I didn't know. I don't know this family that well. So what happens is we get there. This individual's in a hospice situation, and we get there, and his whole family is there. His kids, son-in-law, the wife, everybody is in the room for the first time in all these times. So Christy and I are coming, right, to make an impact for the kingdom. And the reason the Lord said, you go today, and it's actually today, because the whole family was there. So we not only got to pray and minister to the gentleman who is being healed and is going to be blessed, but we ministered to his entire family. So how important is that? See, the point is, if I wouldn't have gone up in the morning and asked the Lord, Lord, it's your day. What do you want me to do? The Lord asking us to come like today just messed up everything else I'm doing. So I'm actually going to, when we get done these broadcasts and we go out to the House of David and do a broadcast, then I'm going to turn around and have to drive an hour and a half back to that construction project. See what I'm saying? But it doesn't really, the bottom line is hearing from the Lord doesn't necessarily make your life easier. But if you decide, the priority of my life is every day that I make an impact for his kingdom. Well, we made a huge impact in this family.
So what I'm hearing, and you tell me if I'm too off base here, right? So I'm going to glance into my camera. Obviously, if you're listening, you can't see it. So go over to YouTube and watch it, watch this episode. But I feel like people watching now, in this season of 5785, so that we can get back to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and the fall feast, Rabbi, I felt like you were saying that when you spent that time this morning that God instructed you to go now, right? It's a timing thing. And when you talk about numbers and how it relates to, I mean, pretty much anything, if you're aware and you're being intentional with the understanding of what it means biblically. But I feel like that people watching now need to prepare for the fall feast now, and that they need to join us this year, and they need to look into 5785 now. Is that too far off, or is that
no? It's exactly right. So the key. Listen, if I was to give you advice, you need to join us. Daryl can put the dates on the screen, but let me give you the takeaway. Just first of all, you're going to be in a corporate setting in House of David, the One New Man Embassy, that's been prayed over for 25 years. For 25 years, we have celebrated Shabbat and all the feasts. We have blown shofars for 25 years. We have immersed literally over 15,000 people from all over the world in our immersion pool, okay? So it is definitely a special location. It's not about the place, but if the Lord is telling you to put your feet under the table at House of David, the One New Man Embassy, then that's where you need to be. And I mean, we have people that travel from China, I mean, to come to this. I mean, it's very, very difficult, so, you know, Africa and I mean, all over the place. So here's the key is all I know is this: one transforming word of God with a Holy Spirit fire impartation can change your life forever. Absolutely change your life forever. And I'll just give you one of the other fruits that came from this. This morning, like when I got up and prayed, the Lord's first thing he said was, call your director of operations in Israel. So I said, okay. So I went on my WhatsApp and I called him, and He said these words to me. He goes, Gurut, I can't believe you called right now. Look what I'm doing. FaceTime me. Put it on FaceTime. So we have a memorial grove that we're doing in outside of Jerusalem in a city called El Adamim. And what it is basically 3,000 olive trees, but also these five huge stones that are like 12, 14 feet tall, and they have inscriptions on them. So when I called, he was actually at the location, and a crane was hoisting this big giant memorial stone that's all carved and beautiful into the spot, dropping it into the location that it's in. And I mean, our whole staff there in Jerusalem was just like, you know, so to say, the boss called, and it's just, it was a beautiful Moed timing. I think the feasts get you in touch with having more moments like that where you're in the right place at the right time. And I think that what happens is you have Rosh Hashanah, the awakening blast. You have Yom Kippur is the cleansing time. So anything that's holding you back from being awake is being washed away at Yom Kippur. That's why those two feasts are very, very important. Then you get into Tabernacles and Sukkoth, and basically what you do after you awaken and cleanse, then you abide in His presence.
What's your final thoughts, maybe final invitation, maybe even pray for people as they're watching this, watching the replay, or listening to this episode, maybe for the first time or first time listening to you on the Kurt Landry podcast? What's your last nugget or so for them in this season right now?
Listen, I didn't plan to bring these, but, and I don't know how this is going to look, but I'll do it anyway. You need to order the biblical study of the fall feast. Okay. This is real basic, and this will give you the intention of like, why am I even considering participating online on the feast? And then the other workbook that I have is Spiritual Warfare. So what you need to understand is one of the keys to spiritual warfare is if you look at Psalm 23, okay, Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for your rod and your staff, they shall comfort me. For you prepare a table for me in the midst of my enemies. You anoint my head and you walk in glory. Okay. So what is that table? That table is Passover. So if you look at the Lord is my shepherd, okay, that's Rosh Hashanah. You're saying I'm awakening to that trump. Most of us theologically believe that when the final trump comes there's a blast and Jesus returns to the Mount of Olives, that it will be on the Feast of Trumpets. He's already fulfilled Passover and he's unleavened bread and he's fulfilled Shavuot. So why wouldn't he fulfill Rosh Hashanah with an awakening blast, bringing the blood of Jesus from heaven to earth so that we can tabernacle with him in the millennial reign for 1,000 years and go to heaven. So, I mean, it's the same pattern. So my thing is, it's like, if you're going to share and be a part of the feast, what it does, it gives you an intuitive sense and a deep identity of being part of a family because he prepare a table for you in the midst of your enemies. You know, when it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, that's Rosh Hashanah. Then he maketh me lie down in green pastures, leads me beside still water. That's Yom Kippur. That's an atoning because sin wears you out. If he's going to restore your soul, he has to expunge and redeem you from the sin because the sin brings sickness, disease, and stress and all that anxiety. You know, so... Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil because his rod and staff, they shall comfort me. And so you're going into the abiding presence, rod and staff. He's holding up your right hand. That's like a Feast of Tabernacles. If his presence is with you, it's not a valley of death. Okay. And so now you cycle back all the way to after you get done with that. Now you're back into Passover again and he anoints your head and empowers you. That empowers Shavuot. So there's these cycles and life cycles in the spirit. And Father God, I pray right now for each and every one of you that, Father God, that the Lord would fine-tune your inner man to be in tune with the Holy Spirit, and by keeping the calendar, encourage you to be more intimate in your relationship with the Lord in Yeshua's mighty name.
Amen and amen. Really, really powerful episode, Rabbi. We hope that those who are watching, who are listening as well, are super excited for the fall feast and have learned some stuff. I know I definitely have. Just a quick reminder before we peace out of this episode, and we'll see you next week. If you're watching on Facebook, give us a follow on the page. If you're watching on YouTube, it's free. We ask you every single episode, every week in Shabbat, just hit that subscribe button on your phone, on your tablet, on your computer right now. That's going to help you get our content that we put out daily and weekly spiritual content that we hope will empower your life. So, Rabbi, anything else before we peace out?
I think we're good. So I would encourage you to order the books, the spiritual warfare books, and also the Fall Feast books. If you'll do it, they're real easy. There's actually have workbook questions, like ask a question and then you have to write it down. I'll say this, there's something about putting pen to paper that helps you to be able to have an impartation of truth. And this book is designed that way. I mean, we designed these books to basically how I learn and how I think. So, you know, I just got done getting a message for Friday night and it's all handwritten. It's like, what are you doing? I mean, don't you have a laptop? And it doesn't matter. I don't get the same sensation typing. If I actually print out the entire message, which I do, then what it's doing is as I'm handwriting it, I get 4 or 5 downloads just handwriting it. So I would encourage you to get the workbooks, handwrite into it, and you might be surprised what treasures the Lord has in them for you.
Yeah, you can find those books, KurtLandry.com. When you get to the page, just click shop. All right, that's going to do it for this episode. We'll see you next week. Thanks for joining.